Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, you beautiful angels. Our sister show, the one where we have filthy dog mouths and talk about pop culture wrong, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing a live show to help recoup the costs of making the poor financial decision of starting a podcast network. If you're in Melbourne on Saturday, June 5th, and want to see myself, Jackson and Joel Dusha live and in the flesh, just head to the link in the show notes and you can be disappointed in us in real time for the bad things we say. We're performing at the Comedy Republic at 6:30 p.m., so why not come in early and have a meal in the city? Make a night of it! Dinner, booing at your least favourite boys, a sneaky bev or two, and then home in bed by 9. The perfect way to spend a Saturday night. So once again, tickets are in the show notes. They are limited, so get in quick.
Greyhill Free Company is a loose amalgamation of several different adventurers. Within their numbers are many, but at the camp today, there are Kent Nura, there is Travertine, there is Falmorn, there is Mora Marsh, there is
Adam.
Adam, no.
I started writing these down. I started.
Chantel Stormbender?
Okay, you've chosen this.
Thamri Cherry Cheeks?
No. I will write that one down, actually.
And then, of course, there are Tree Stump and Glubble. Tree Stump and Glubble, who are you?
I'm Tree Stump. I'm a Goliath barbarian.
Yes, indeed. I am Glubble. I am what people call a Lochathan, is that right? Or Lochatha? Yes, I am fish folk. I like to imagine that I'm in a top hat, a very fancy jacket, blue jacket, white tights, like those, like a buckled shoes, maybe a cane if I can have that, and like a ruffled top. Like kind of like a French aristocracy, if you will.
Sure.
Yes.
That's very nice. I've got a tunic.
Yes.
I once gave it to my dwarf friend. It was a night dress. Went over his little feet. Oh, he tripped over, but I picked him back up.
The Greyhill Free Company is a loose amalgamation of adventurers who have agreed to come together to work together to solve various contracts throughout the region. Money for adventuring contracts has skyrocketed recently, as there has been an influx from a massive adventuring outfit, basically contracting out people's needs to small companies like the Greyhill Free Company. You are inundated with contracts. In fact, as you speak, one of your compatriots, or several of your compatriots, Falmorn, the half-elf wizard, and Mora Marsh, the half-orc barbarian, although he would call himself a businessman. Sorry, the half-orc businessman. Please excuse me.
Okay, so we've got a half-orc business boy.
And Falmorn the wizard. They have come back from town bringing a big sack of papers. They dump the papers out onto the table in the middle of your camp. And Mora Marsh, gesturing to it, says, please, peruse at your discretion. There are many contracts here. Any one of us can pick any contract, but we must be careful to not double up, as it were.
Yeah, okay, yes. Well, we'll have
so
a bit
if
of a...
only one person's holding the paper, it's okay.
I suppose so, yes.
Do we just take the paper off the table so no one else can pick it?
Everyone may peruse. Certainly other people have started perusing to their own
I think that
delight.
Would help.
It's okay.
Here, Tree Stump.
You read this one. I want to hand Tree Stump just the first one that I pick up.
Sure.
Can you read?
I was just wondering that myself, and I'm sure I can.
Are barbarians illiterate in 5th Ed, Adam?
It's no longer a class
feature.
Boo. Though you could choose to be illiterate. That's up to you. I don't mind.
Could I please have some help?
Yes, of course. Yeah,
are you going to choose illiteracy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Tell you what, pick a number between 1 and 31, because I have yet to get a random number generator for this.
29.
29, you get a good boy card.
Ah!
Yeah. Ah, how fortuitous. Something good happens to you. The DM decides what.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess. is Tree Stump? Yeah, so look at you. I'm a little fella, right? Like, I'm, like, real tiny. I imagine I was tiny. How tiny am I?
I think you're medium size.
What?
Yeah. Where is it? Size. Cass, you played one of these yourself at one point.
I imagine me to be so big and beautifully round. I imagine I was just swollen
medium.
With
yeah,
wet.
You're medium.
Really? Oh, I was imagining like a really tiny. Okay. What's the? I'm a very short fish lad.
Sure, you can be as short as you want. You could be basically as short as Cass.
Okay, yes.
Thamri Cherry Cheeks, the halfling, flucks one of the pieces of paper off the table as well and opens it up to have a look at it. He's standing next to Tavertine, the Arakokra. The Arakokra is a member of a monastic order. You're not sure which one. He is not a talkative Arakokra, although you have yet to meet a talkative Arakokra, though you've only met the one.
Ah, yeah.
So,
okay, well, I'll grab one. I hand it over to Tree Stump, see that she's a bit struggling, and I'm like, no, don't worry, here.
I trust you, actually.
We'll read it out together if you want to follow along. I'll point to the words that I'm reading, and then you can read with me, if it makes sense. We'll trace the words, the letters, with your finger, and then we can read. Good, okay.
I know some words.
Yes, what did you know?
Tavern.
Tavern, that's very good. That starts with A.
Oh, no.
What does it look like?
A man going to get the hug.
Yes, it does.
And
well
then a
done,
man standing with his legs apart, but his pants down.
Yes. That's an A.
And then a man falling over with his legs up.
Yep, that's a V.
And then two cats going to sleep on the bed.
Yes, I can see how that would make sense. Yes.
And then two different cats.
Perfect.
Sleep on a different bed.
Yes, that's, of course.
And the last one looks like when you fall down the stairs.
It does look like when you fall downstairs. It's very well done, Tree Stump. Yes. So here we have, we'll look over this together.
Yes.
We have the contract. Now it says,
for collection, breastplate of the Hulk.
Ah, breastplate of the Hulk.
It's a set of full plate armor that is said or rumored to be currently in the possession of a small band of goblins worshipping, and I quote, some damn heathen god or goddess. It's got a rough location, not too far from here. There's a kind of like a brushy, scrublandy sort of area. You are in Kandor right now and really close to patches of the Iron Tree Forest. So around the Iron Tree Forest is a lot of just something about the way that iron trees grow. They create a lot of scrubland around them. Mm-hmm. And in a scrubland, in a patch of the Iron Tree Forest, not too far from here, there is this goblin tribe. They are not going to be in the area long. You have maybe a week to find them. And to get to this particular place is going to take you at least 3 days.
Right. Well, this
That's
one...
That's if you took this contract.
Well, this one here is... we've fought goblins before, right? You know those little fellas?
Oh, that's
the big
not,
ears, green skin,
that's not
teeth. A lot of teeth.
That breastplate won't fit them at all.
No.
That's not good. No. I have my own sizing issues and I feel for the Hulk who's lost it.
Yes,
it costs a lot of money to get them custom made that big.
Well, if it is a one perhaps for a Hulk, perhaps even, you know, why don't we go and make the contract? And perhaps, for example, if it is a breastplate for a giant hulking person, maybe it's good for you. Or we just cash it in for... How much is the contract for?
The contract is to bring in the breastplate,
yeah,
and you will receive, we'll say, 500 gold upon completion.
We've fought some goblins before, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fought a lot of goblins.
Yes.
I kicked them.
You do kick them.
Very
yes.
high.
You do. You're very powerful, Tristan.
Thank you.
Yes.
Would you like to check any other contracts?
What are the contracts we got?
All right. You pick another contract.
This one says.
The Bestial Linen Handkerchief of Friendship for collection.
So this one is the Bestial Handkerchief of... Okay, keep reading.
This one is to be collected in, so this one must be taken from a fairy.
A fairy? Okay.
Yeah. There are huntsman's reports of, also not too far from here, but in the opposite, well, all of these are going to be in the local area because your two compatriots have only grabbed ones that are local to where your camp is.
Marketplace.
Yes.
Makes sense.
But 2 days in the exact opposite direction, there is apparently a small lake. The lake is largely uninhabited. It's a very, very untracked area. These two woodsmen happened upon the lake and saw a fae using this fabled item.
Right. Well, how much is what's that contract worth?
That contract is worth not much. It'd only be worth about 100 gold upon completion. But it's probably easier.
Well, that it is one. Very
that,
wet.
It is very wet. And look, 3 deck. Where's the map of where the goblins might be? Is there any lakes or ponds on the way?
On the way?
Yes. Like any small outlets or a river, a stream, perhaps?
Are you trying to knock over 2 and 1?
No. I need to be wet.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
I'm a wet boy, and yes. I need to constantly maintain my wetness.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You could add an extra day to your trip to stop at a lake.
Okay, so we can go either way. It's fine for me.
You do need to be submerged every 4 hours.
Yes, yes, yes,
I do. Well, I think a day is probably not going to help.
That's true, yes, you're right.
Fuck
right,
it out,
right
Cass. Another number between 1 and 31.
Right, right there.
22.
22. I think we've got off on the wrong foot. Reroll any charisma-based check with advantage.
Yes, well,
Very well, accurately put, Cass.
That's all right. Do I have a container that I could fit myself in?
Do you have a container that you could fit yourself in? No.
Can I acquire one, or can we make one?
Well, if we take the contract for 500 gold,
yes,
maybe we could buy one.
Yes, in the future, yes, of course, we could do that. Fortunately, I want to, as we're saying this conversation, maybe hop into a makeshift bath that is in, like, or just a hole that's been dug out filled with water.
I'd say that's in the fine.
Camp. Are we in a tavern?
No, you're in a camp.
And as I'm saying this, to hop in fully clothed. Yes, well, of course, it does. That house have us in the future, but for me, it doesn't help. Doesn't help me now.
That's true.
Yes.
But I think having one for your future will be a good investment.
I think you're onto something there, Tree Stump. Yes, I agree.
A big bucket for a little friend.
Yes. Is there a big bucket for a little friend we can have? Perhaps my good friend here can harness it on her back, and every few hours
I could just... A friend bucket?
I could dunk my face into.
Oh my god, papoose?
Just a water poos that I can...
Highs or lows?
Lows.
All right. The bath that you are currently using is small enough that, with some difficulty, it could be strapped to your good friend's back, though this would nearly double the time it takes to go anywhere.
Right, well, we...
Because not only is the Goliath now carrying you,
yes,
but they are carrying a thing of water.
Oh, that's right, I can make my own water, that's
what
fine.
About I just carry the thing on my back, and it's more of a transport deal. So it's on my back. When we need to use it, it pops off.
Yeah, yeah, yes. So every time we need
that
to rest...
That is very complicated.
How?
Every time we have to rest for 4 hours, I will just hop in there.
All right. So you're transporting the bucket. You are...
Like a backpack.
Yeah, you're still going to move very slowly.
Yes.
Even
yes,
without the
yes,
water yes. and the weight of my friend?
Yes.
Which is nothing. Oh, my God. It's literally nothing but the water.
You actually could not do this if you weren't a Goliath.
It's why we're the bestest of friends.
Yeah, you can only barely do this because you are, in fact, a Goliath.
I'm glad to be useful.
Bestest of friends. Thank you very much, Tree Stump. I adore you every day. I cherish every moment that we are together.
We can find one that's lighter.
So
we'll
are, you
to
gonna,
go faster.
Are you going to fashion it yourself?
Yeah, I reckon yes. I could.
Cool.
This is a quick
sure
pause.
Thing, Tree Stump.
Yes.
All right. So, highs or lows?
Highs.
Okay. You nearly destroy it.
Well, okay.
Like, you nearly put a... Your first idea is, well, I could just put a hole through it and then put the strap through that hole. No. You do not realize what putting a hole in the bucket will do to it.
Makes
and
it you, lighter.
And you're like, well, the smartest place to put it would be in the bottom. You're about to punch a hole through the bottom of the bucket when I'm going to say Falmorn, the wizard, stops you and is like, dearest friend, what is this?
Well, what I'm trying to do is attach the bucket to my back so I can make sure my friend doesn't die. And I'm thinking the cleverest way to do that would be with a strap. But how to get the strap on? Well, that's where I come in. Put the hole in the bucket for the strap, and then the bucket can't fall off my back or the strap.
Uh-huh. They're like nodding, listening intently. And when you're done talking, Falmorn says, maybe we'll get some glue or something instead, and then we'll attach it to the remnants of a backpack or something.
I could just punch the hole.
No. See, if you punch a hole, it's not going to be able to hold water.
Of course, yes. It won't hold water. Ah, thank you.
Yes, no worries.
The bucket's for holding my friend.
You are so good at this, Falmorn says, but please let me do it.
No, if you want, I mean, look.
Oh, God, that's so nice.
That is so nice. Look, this is going to be too much trouble.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do we have a spare shovel? Because if you could dig a hole every 4 hours, I could fill that with water and that'd be pretty good there.
A shovel would be easier to carry. You could probably find one around camp. Yeah.
Like, if we could do that. I mean, I just don't want to be a hassle. I like breathing. And I do need my whole body. I breathe through my skin. I don't know if you know this about me, but I breathe through my skin. And I need, look, ideally a lake or some kind of stream, like rushing water, because that's like fresh water and air into my lungs, and I need that. But I will, like, look, at a pinch, a hole in the ground, muddy-ish water is fine.
Kentura, the lizard folk, the strangest member of your group, Kentura is... Kentura is the sort of person who just disappears for days on end and will sometimes come back having completed a quest or having killed an animal. And typically it's not an animal you would expect. You are so shocked when Kentura comes back with bear and is like, food?
Thank you.
And then Kentura unhinges their
bear.
Fucking jaw. Kentura approaches you.
Yes.
Water.
Yes.
Need.
Yes.
I can help.
Go. Oh, yes. Yes.
I find water in ground.
Right. We will bring Kentura. Yes. Yes.
He wants to come with us. We're going to make 500
gold. I think we're going to. What other kind of contracts? What's the most expensive contract?
You want to go through and just find the most expensive contract?
We'll have a rifle. Well, we're thinking of either the breastplate. Or this.
The breastplate. Yeah.
Yes, the breastplate. Breastplate. Or we have this handkerchief.
Hanky or a top.
Hanky or a top, really. Or perhaps we'll rifle through.
If we can make a lot of money, we'll be rich.
Yes.
You've noticed, by the way, as well, that since you've started this, every single contract seems to be acquiring a magical item or finding the location of a magical creature.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Yes. Yeah, it tends to be like fetch quests, pretty much every single one of them.
Right.
I'm excited.
Have we done many contracts ourselves? How many have we completed?
Or is it... You can determine that yourself.
Okay.
You're both first level adventurers, so...
This might be like a second or third adventure.
Second.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
The most expensive contract you can find is another fetch quest. Mm-hmm. It's to acquire an item called the Sword Sage Amulet of the Fortune Teller.
Okay, so Sword Sage Amulet of the Fortune Teller.
There is like an abandoned church, once again, not too far from here, maybe about 5 days directly north along the main road that would normally take you deeper into Kandor, but this specific road actually kind of leads nowhere. You don't exactly know what the purpose of this road is, but it might have been just to lead people to this chapel. The chapel is inhabited by a cult that worships some sort of demonic frog.
Yeah.
This contract...
Oh, not for you, though. You frog?
No. I'm a fish. I can see the same thing. See, a frog. Friends. A frog is a bit. We're quite similar. Wet. I'm more akin to, you know, those things that swim in the lake that you don't see on land. So when you pick them up, they're all wiggling around. Yes.
Fish.
Yes. Yes. Fish. The fish. You know, you put a fish on land, it doesn't do quite well.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, whereas a frog on land, completely fine.
Yes.
So I'm kind of more like the fish. But I can survive on the land a little bit.
I make a face that shows it's almost like it hurt me to try.
So aspects of the frog, I'm fine on land, but only for a little. Okay, for aspects. Traits, do you know traits? No. Similarities.
Yes.
So I'm quite similar to both, but I'm more similar to a fish.
Oh.
Right. You know how, say, dragonborns, I guess kobolds kind of have more of affinity to dragons.
Yes.
And humans to chimps and apes.
Yes.
And tabaxi to cats. And our good Arakokra fella?
Arakokra.
Arakokra fella to birds.
Yes.
And you to, I guess, a bigger ape. Me to fish.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's okay.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
A unique talent placed into your 5e campaign world, wherever and whenever you need it, with over 200 pages of content, including 12 adventure modules written by members of the 5e community, over 15 unique NPCs, adventure and tavern maps, 12 interchangeable traveling merchants in stores outside the tavern, exclusive new items, unique monsters, special events including the traveling circus, pub games and more. A Trip Away Inn is a circus-themed tavern run by Flip, the gnomish bartender who's adorned the tavern with relics of their past life. Whether your grizzled heroes are returning from their latest fight or are just hungry for second breakfast, Tavern Tales offers Game Masters a secret weapon for role-playing and engagement you'll return to time and again. No longer is the tavern a place to simply regain hit points and spell slots. A Trip Away Inn offers a venue for your players and their characters to merge and grow. So grab a seat at the bar and reserve your copy of Tavern Tales Volume 1 today before there's no more room at the inn.
Tavern Tales, a circus-themed tavern packed with adventures, NPCs, items and more. Available right now on Kickstarter.
As you started explaining, Tree Stump thinks to themselves and you're like, okay, fish and frog, I'm more fish. And I'm like, oh, of course. One parent was a frog and the other parent was a fish. Got it. Done. How could I have been so daft? And when you're like, you know, like you, like humans, like apes, I'm like, wait, hang on. Every human has a parent that's a monkey?
I'm glad you're not vocalizing this.
Oh, no. So then every single one, like the Arakokra, like human and bird, but more close to bird. I'm like, okay, So the closer one's the mum.
That makes sense.
Because they come out of the mum. Yes, every Arakokra is when a bird and a person fall in love. And I'm trying to think which of my parent was the big ape. And I think it was dad. Because he was bigger and he did have more hair than mum. But then where did they come from?
This contract is worth 1,500 gold upon completion.
I think we can do it.
You could potentially actually accomplish the Sword Sage Amulet and the Breastplate of the Hulk in the same go needing to return to camp.
That's pretty cool. Well, look, I'm sorry. Like, as much as I want this handkerchief one, so this one is over here. And quite frankly, we're not going to go anywhere near that. Well, that's just one thing and that's one journey. Whereas actually, if we could take these two contracts,
we could
do a twofer.
Combine them, do more, get more.
Do more, get more. Get a breastplate.
Same effort, more reward.
And an amulet. A necklace and a top.
Ah, beautiful outfit.
Yes, well, if it's okay with you, not Falmorn. Who's the business boy, the half-orc?
Moramash.
Yes, well, I think Moramash. I think we're probably going to, these two.
Moramash.
So sorry.
Moramash, but one word.
And it was half-orc?
Half-orc, yeah.
Yes, the half-orc business boy. Moramash, yes. I think we're me and Tree Stump here and perhaps Kentura will look at this
Yeola? Yeola the Tiefling, who is some sort of cultist themselves, a devil worshipper, perhaps, and Chantel Stormbender, who is a human knight. You're not sure exactly what Chantel's skill set is. Chantel is has been with this company for some time, but you've never actually gone on an adventure with them. But they are heavily armed. Right. Armed and armored.
Right.
Both of them are like have a bunch of contracts scattered before them and are just like whispering to themselves, going through it, quite clearly trying to plot out their own trip somewhere.
Okay, well, they're doing their things. I think they're probably... We're probably going to need a couple of people to help, yes?
Kentura?
I think we're Kentura. You're on... You want to help us with these contracts, Kentura?
Kentura, help. Kentura slowly nods.
What is the race of Kentura again?
Kentura is a lizard folk.
So I stare at Kentura for a bit with my new knowledge and think, Mom was snake. Dad was person. Cool.
Mom was Kentura.
I don't say this out loud.
Oh, okay.
This is mentally me being like...
Kentura can read minds. It deals psychic damage. Well, while you're mentally doing that, Thamri Cherry Cheeks, the halfling, the halfling cut purse, holds up one of the contracts and says, you might be wanting this. This contract's also in the same direction as the other two that you've got going there. I, however, happen to be holding on to this one. And I would happily let you have it if I were to come along with you.
Well, yes, well, of course.
How much is the other contract?
And what we're doing adding to the trip? I think that would be a great idea.
Because then we have to split them. But if...
But we're adding another contract, so then if we split that four ways, it's perfect.
Okay.
It's a quickie, only 100 gold.
Mm-hmm.
But it, in and out, shouldn't be hard. It's a we're just looking for the location of a dragon.
A dragon, you say?
Yeah.
And we just have to find the location.
We don't have to take on the dragon at all.
Some sort of worm-like creature, at least.
And we don't have to
just
like...
It's been spotted in the sky. We just need to find where
just
it lives.
Just to find where it is. No, we're not actually fighting the dragon.
We don't need to fight it. We just need to have put it on...
Like a confirmation?
As part of the thing, there's like a map of the area where the creature is supposed to... Where the creature has been seen. We just need to point out on this map where it lives. That's all we got to do.
Well, that's
it might not be a dragon as well. It could just be some wyvern or wyvern or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere on this map, props.
Okay, well, we'll probably handle that.
If we're going in the same direction, the more the merrier for money.
Yes, because then I'll get a nice little tub, maybe lightweight one that you would carry me in.
Yes.
And what do you want, tree stump?
To win.
To win. And you want to win. That's good. Anywho, yes. So I think that's probably we could do that. Anybody else want to come along, or where doing these three? Anything else there?
Four people. I think you'd need to. I don't know. I think your party's full. I don't think anyone could join you now. No. You could have one more person if you wanted to. It looks like Chantel and Yeola are probably going to be going on their own path.
That's fine.
You could, if you wanted to grab them, you'd probably end up grabbing both of them because they seem to be pretty set with each other. Yeola is, like I said, some sort of devil worshipper or a demon worshipper of some sort. You're not 100% sure. Maybe a cultist. And then Chantel is a tough-looking, like, knight of some sort.
They seem to be having their own thing. They want to do their own thing by themselves. They've already got their own... I don't know.
Moramash is a legitimate businessman. If you ask him, that's what his business is.
Yes, Tree Stump?
I don't want to cut them in.
It looks at yes. They not only are they seem quite capable, I also feel that they might want a larger cut than, they say, a equal
They
split.
Can't have it then.
Yes.
Moramash, despite his legitimate business, if you were looking for what he could provide in a fight, he is built.
Yes.
He looks like he could crush even Tree Stump. Falmorn is a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Big old book, dusty looking glasses. Tavertine, like I said, is a monk of a monastic order, though none specified. Tavertine is not popular in the group. He just doesn't socialize.
That's fair. Well,
and then finally, Kentura.
Right.
Kentura.
And Kentura is our lizard folk. Well, we're definitely taking Kentura, and we're definitely taking Cherry Cheeks. I might kind of put it to the rest of the Grey Hill companions. What are we again? The Grey Hill Order?
Free Company.
Grey Hill Free Company. Right. Well, we've got these particular contracts. Is any more... in that sort of vicinity that anyone wants to join us, perhaps?
So you could, if you wanted to, you could grab Mora Marsh or Falmorn, but probably not both.
That's fair.
Which would you prefer?
So what is, so Kentura is a lizard folk who can take down a bear by themselves.
Yeah, some sort of hunter.
Some sort of hunter, right.
Enjoys the wild.
Okay, right. And we've got the cut purse. Probably, yeah, Falmorn, you seem to be a friendly sword.
I don't want to cut them in.
Falmorn's so nice to you. They're offered to in the glue.
It's the smartest man I've ever met.
But we're good to have them, do you think? Oh, you don't want them to stop?
I just think I like her out already. But if you really want to, I don't want to be me.
It's okay. Look, Falmorn, is there any other contract Falmorn around that area?
Falmorn looks over it. They look back at you and say, don't think so.
You are right. They are the smartest person I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah,
do you think that would? I'm just doing some equation.
Yes. Well, yes.
Do you think they're going to be an asset?
Oh, yes. Tremendous. We're all assets here.
Worth the cut.
Oh, 100%. What is the deal we have with this particular?
You'll be splitting it equal. Everyone will get an equal share.
Okay. Does anything go towards the company itself, or?
Oh, yeah. Change goes over to the company itself. So if you're paid 500 gold for a job, mm-hmm. and there are, I don't know, six of you.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not going to divide evenly.
Yeah.
So any leftover goes to the company and it goes to the coffers. This is kind of like a loose rule.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have to obey the rule if you want. Everyone's just kind of like on their honor. Some people contribute more to that kitty than others do. And this kitty just goes towards like camp supplies, food, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Joint things that get used by everyone.
Yes.
And how much is our current one? How much is the current payout if we do everything?
Well, if you did these three jobs, you would get a payout of 2,100 gold.
That's so much money.
Okay.
Which would actually evenly split five ways, but you would probably, over the course of your quest, acquire other odds and ends, like from conquests and stuff. And so that would probably imbalance it.
Mm. And also, you've got to imagine, like, so, you know, you're a very tough person. So is Kentura. We've got the, you know, sneaky boy over there with cherry cheeks. I can heal everybody. And we don't really have a wizard is always good to have in any sort of adventuring party there, Chisel.
I suppose I could punch the hole in the bucket, but someone has to know to not punch the hole in the bucket. Okay.
Yeah. We need someone like that on the team, because otherwise, to be honest.
Oh, the bucket would have holes in them.
I know, yes. To be honest, I would have let you do it. I thought it was a great idea. So we kind of need someone like that. Yeah. So, farewell. Yes.
Taking all of our ideas from great to better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So we are at here. I want to point to, like, you know, midway up my chest. Like, we're at here. And I believe Falmorn brings us up to here, and I want to, like, over my head.
That's too tall.
I want to, like, lower my hand to just good. Where my head is.
Good. Yeah. I don't realize that the height is relative.
Is it?
Well, like,
what?
Like, if he puts his hand above his head,
that's not taller than
I'm
you.
I'm like, that's higher than both of our heads.
Yeah. No.
That's too much.
Okay.
And then if he lowers his head, I'm like, oh, good, we'll be safe. It's not too tall above our heads.
I'm not sure of several pieces of logic here.
Well, I'm...
So why could you be too tall?
Scary. So, like, if he's like, we're up to here and it's up to the chest, like, wow, that's almost a whole person. Then it goes even higher. I'm like, oh, no.
You can't feel it.
Well, sometimes... Well, okay, because sometimes Tree Stump learns a bit too much, and it's scary, and it hurts a bit. We've already seen this happen. So above the head, that's where the thinks go, and that's too much.
Yes, if you think about a brain like a bucket, mm-hmm. if you fill it up to the brim, that's a lot in there. But if you go above that brim, does it go? Where does it go? And that's terrifying. It goes out somewhere that we haven't thought about yet. And that, I believe, is, yeah, that's too much. So, yes, over here. So I think Falcon brings us to there.
All right.
That's a good amount.
So how would you like to do the loop? Would you like to do the loop cultists first, goblins second, or goblins first, cultists second? And this entire time you're looking to find where that wyvern or dragon or whatever scaly flying creature lives.
Which one's the easier
one?
Well,
the goblins are on the move, right? And and the chapel cannot walk, correct? Oh.
Correct.
Right. So,
as far as I'm aware.
Okay. All right. So there's a possibility it might walk?
You don't know.
This is terrifying. No. The goblins have little legs. I've never met a church that has more than one. So let us take on the goblins, and then we will deal with this chapel.
That's good. Number between 1 and 31, Zam.
Let's go 6.
Let me show you how. Roll a saving throw or attack roll for an ally using your bonus.
Ooh.
All right. So you set off?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we gather some supplies first, get what we need.
Shovel.
Shovel. We need that shovel. Good thinking, tree stump. Yes, a shovel. And then any kind of supplies that we might need. And then we'll chuff on off.
What adventure awaits our eager party? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. We have a lot of fun here at Sans Pants Radio, but to relax, I like to yell at or just generally bully my good friend slash enemy, Jackson. And I've found the best way to do that is to give him a little responsibility and watch him fail miserably. That's why I love recording our show, Jackson Bailey Spooks America. Jackson, an avid amateur cryptozoologist and UFO enthusiast, loves to chat about supposed sightings and strange phenomena. And I love to mock him for not properly researching things or only looking into them 10 minutes before we start recording. It's good fun and the best way for me to unwind after a long day doing actual work. So if that sounds right for you, head on over to sanspantsradio.com and sign up for any level of our SansPants Plus subscription today.
Neulich bei der Versicherung.
Bahnhof.
Bahnhof, Bahnhof.
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 Sie verstehen bei Ihrem Berater nur Bahnhof? Zeit zu Ergo zu wechseln, denn da verstehen Sie nur.
Einfach.
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 Denn wir machen Versichern einfacher. Durch digitale Services, verständliche Beratung und einfache Schadenregulierung. Einfach, weil's wichtig ist. Ergo.